Hey guys, welcome back to One Thing. I have missed you guys. It's been a while, to be fair. I know it is my fault. I take responsibility for that. It's been a long while, but I'm back. You know, I'm back. It's the last month of the year, and it's like literally a few days next to a new year. So I'm quite excited. You know, I'll be glad to be done with 2022. To be fair, I have had a long year. We have all had a long year, so. Anyways, of course, I hope you guys are having a good day. I hope you guys are having a good month, and you know, you guys are dating your December as usual. So if you're not, you know, I think it's all good. I don't think I am either. I'm not, you know, we've got exams, we've got all of that. Calendar is being rushed, so yes, it's all fair, it's all good. If we can all stay in our houses and still, you know, enjoy. Anyways, as usual, I'm back once more with another episode. It should be the last episode of the year, so I'm quite excited and I'm happy. You know, it's been a long year, so I'm glad to end it and move on to, like, you know, better things. Hopefully next year comes with, you know, better and, you know, more worthwhile stuff. So I'm back with another episode, and today I have the amazing and a beautiful guest, a friend of mine. He goes by the stadium La School Black. Yeah, I'm quite excited to have him on the show. You know, it feels nice to end the year with such a friendly, personal podcast. So yes, that's it. We're gonna bring him on the show right now. So yeah, y'all stay tuned. Cool. Hi, Lasco. Welcome to One Things. How are you doing?
I'm fine.
Are you fine? Are you sure? Have you been having a good day?
Oh, well, my day has been boring.
It's going. Okay, welcome to One Things. Thank you for honoring my invite. So just to get this going, give us like a brief introduction of yourself.
I'm Lasco Black. Some people know me as Playboy Lasco.
I don't know him as that, but it's fine.
Some people know me for who I am, like like my government name.
What's your government name?
Just Google me.
Okay. So, oh, we can do that.
Yeah, I'm a musical artist, a songwriter. I co-produce. I'm a student of Ole Yoruba Female Law University. I'm part 5 building, like building construction technology.
Good.
Yeah, that's why I am for now.
For now, it changes apparently. It changes as it goes. Okay, so how long have you been in this music power thing?
Well, like officially, maybe officially. 3-4 years. But like that 3-4 years, it's not like I was always active every year or active every month or every day. So taking for my first release, which was Femmo, that was like 2019. That's like 4 years. I take breaks, but this time I'm not really taking breaks. I'm just like spreading my releases.
So now you're taking extra serious.
Yeah, like serious, like come on. There's so much money there, if you're not serious.
This guy is the music for the money, apparently. Where does passion come in?
Passion only puts food for them.
Oh my god. You guys, upcoming artists, don't listen to this. But do music for the love, you know.
You know, go chop.
You will chop. What is wrong with
you? I love you, go chop. I'm doing the music for the passion. So the thing is, I believe you just find what you have passion for. Find a way to make money through it. You know, that way, you're not working every day. You're just living like the life you want.
He wants to live a rich boy life.
Rich man life.
Rich boy life.
Rich.
Okay, yeah, let's go with that. Okay, so I know you love to like play with different sounds, yeah? So, yeah. But what would you classify your genre of music like?
I just put myself on that two major genres, and that would just be like rap, like Afro rap, and like Afro beats. So like I just play in between. But I also have lo-fi, but look like a rap type of lo-fi, right? Lo-fi, like if you listen to people like Kota the Friend or Toby Lo, that kind of lo-fi, but it's still rap. Yeah. And like I have the whole Afro beat, Afro pop. So I'm just a pop artist. I'm just a pop artist. No matter what I do, it gotta be something with pop.
Okay. Okay, bars. Okay, so we're just going to put you under the umbrella of pop, yeah?
Yeah.
Pop. Okay. So let's move on to your last, your previously dropped EP.
Yeah.
That was last year, yeah? That was 2021.
2021, yeah.
Yes. Win the City.
Yes.
So like the turnout for that project was like amazing. Did you expect it with your preparations towards that EP? What did you expect from it? I think the turnout was crazy.
Yeah, the turnout was crazy. The conversion, the engagement, like the doors it opened.
I mean,
it's unbelievable. Honestly, I was just trying to pop a little. I wasn't thinking to go that far, but I planned to go way more than that.
The average,
I was meant to like really pop all over Nigeria, like with the amount of work we put into the rollout and everything. But that way, that's how I figured out like all these things. It's not immediately you come that you make noise. Like you can't enter somewhere and you are the loudest person immediately. You can't just come and do like that 10%, 100%. You have to be doing the 1%. So like honestly, the whole track list, it was like a month before it dropped, it was finalized, because the EP's original title was Breeze, and it was meant to be 7 songs. So we recorded all the songs, and at the end of the day, some songs were just too good to drop. So we reduced it to 2 songs, but we couldn't drop just 2 songs. That's why we added DNA to make it 3 songs. Then it was meant to be 4 songs, but we did not get the final mix of Breeze on time. So that's why it's now 3 songs, and we now changed the name to Windy City from Breeze, because like Breeze was not so catchy, and like all the art covers we did for Breeze didn't
name pop.
When the Windy City artwork came, it was heavily
love at first sight.
I say that kind of thing. so yeah, and like when it dropped, like because competition dropped before the EP, in fact, that's what delayed the EP. The EP was meant to drop earlier, but competition was still getting 1K plays every week. Replays, so by the time replays dropped to like 300 replays every week, then we knew that okay,
it's time to pull out something new.
100.
Okay, yeah, that makes perfect sense. Okay, so I know like the fan base title is like Citizens now, right?
Yeah.
Right now, and I feel like it was gotten from Windy City, yeah?
Yeah.
So the concept behind Windy City itself, the title and all of that, how, like apart from, it was supposed to be Breeze or something, how did you get Windy City itself?
So like the name Windy City came from immediately when I started like this rap thing.
That is for a while then.
Yeah, like the name last school had like another meaning. It was like a company that makes fans. So like it was so hard to stand out on Google when people type last school, because it was always the fan company that was showing. This is like, so like the day that I will stand out, that's when last school has bloomed.
Challenge.
So last school fan, so like I had this line of last school black don't blue, and that is just windy. So like that way I now became last school black or the Windy City, because I needed like a 10 like to stand out. Like my own
That's so creative, you guys.
So like from there I took the whole Windy City thing and turned it to an entire brand, because like I don't think I'm just one person. I think I'm like a collective of different sides of me. So I don't think I'm one person. I'm like an individual but a group at the same time. So like Windy City can easily help me like identify myself as way more than just one person, and at the same time it was like for me and all the people supporting me to just have one specific identity. citizens, and from there I also wanted to start a company. So I was just like, and that company can have like a subsidiary of different companies, and others will now be like under one city. So like just that one name has like so many purposes.
Yo, it lost me at like the second or the third purpose, you guys, because that's not like a lot. That's not like a fucking lot. Like, oh, okay. Oh my god, that was really deep, though. That was you went in. Oh, I feel like I should stop him at some point, but you know, it was I was feeling him too much. Okay, let's go. Let's go. Let's be light now. You went so deep. God. Okay, now you mentioned that you're like a student of building and construction.
Yeah.
It sounded like a very tough department. How do you like juggle music and these departments, like and studying?
Like this, I know you think I didn't juggle.
I feel like when I ask artists that still in school this kind of thing, they just tell me, oh, now they're focusing only on music, because school is giving them another stress. School is like a side hustle for them. It's not the same thing for you.
Oh, no. I take my school very serious.
You take school serious.
I take my school very serious because I also enjoy the construction thing.
You enjoy construction?
Yeah, like I've managed the site with 130 buildings and I was the project manager.
And you loved it.
I loved it. You I was under it. The sun, counting reinforcements.
What the hell? You enjoy construction.
I was traveling from Abidjan to where I think Bega or so with concrete. It's fully bag of like concrete. Go and do crush test and go back and go.
You guys, he knows I don't know what this is, but it's so fine.
Like,
let's
so like,
go.
Yeah,
in.
You guys say like I enjoy the construction thing. So like I just want to be the best I can be, because I don't have to be the best in like the whole class or the best in like the group. I just have to be the best of my own self.
You know.
Yeah, so like, and I will actually like get real estate company later. You know, when the money comes in from
plans.
The music.
Okay, the music is where we're gonna get the money from.
Oh, no,
but we'll diversify it into real estate.
The music is the side also. It's just
music is the side also. This boy. Music is that, so if you were not like doing music now, you would really focus on construction.
Yeah, then actually find another way to get money to fund it. Because
still
like,
not going to
even with 15 million naira, you can't start a construction company. So
why are you in the amounts calling?
So, can now,
you
like
hear?
One song be that when you don't do you just
well,
go buy one tractor.
Actually, like, your music look is blood money, you guys.
Oh, no.
Blood money.
Money laundry.
Money laundry, please. So now regarding school, I know
OU
has produced like a lot of artists, like Fireboy, Ashake, you know, Blackbones, Sheck, all those them. Now all those people, now what would you describe your OU audience as right now?
My own, or like the
yours.
Average OU audience.
Yours, like your
I think we built a cult.
I would believe that. I would believe I'm a member, but you know what? Let's not talk about that.
we built our own cult following, like just so it's like we're actually like building the Windy City, and like we are just colonizing and expanding.
I feel
bringing new members, and it's nice to see because I enjoy it. It's like, I know I'm not alone in this thing.
Do you think OU is like it's like a fundamental to your growth as an artist?
Honestly, yes, because like I wasn't even taking the music serious until I came to OU. So I was just doing it for fun. Like they even reported me when I was in secondary school that I didn't go for class. I just did freestyle. it was just for fun. It was like, it wasn't some, because it seemed like so much work to take it serious. But I'm someone that likes, I'm a problem solver, critical thinker. So I just enjoy like the challenge.
The CV is in this whole podcast, you guys. The whole CV is here. The CV is here.
So like, you gingered me, and I met people here that encouraged me. All in black ones, I knew them before. They blew. Like, Check and I, we used to talk. I sent him songs to listen to. Bayani's brother, you know Bayani.
Yo, Bayani also.
Bayani's senior brother was even the person that told me that I should better take the music seriously. We stayed, he was staying next to me when I was in part one. We were both in the same compound, in the same hostel, and I used to just freestyle for them there. And it was the one that told me, and for the best students in pharmacy to be telling you, but boy, you better face your
music. It's the best students. Yeah, you guys, want about OAU, everyone knows everyone.
I see.
God. And I just know. Anyways, like the rest of these people now, and you as yourself individually, would you like want to be signed under a record label? Would you like to like remain independent, like keep pushing? Some people take pride in their independence.
I don't suffer.
Like you people.
Yeah, I
need people to understand that. I mean, if you want to be independent, I know you are from a very rich family. I know you are from a senator family. If you are not looking to be signed, for real.
Honestly, even Wizzy has deals. You don't have to be signed 100%, but
like this,
50% of you as a brand can be signed for me. That's what I was like a co-sign. Sign half for me to win this season, then sign the remaining half to whoever. Because like you need so much. People think that Mashake was just dropping him. Damn, they were dropping like $500,000 on each song. And it's now you start to make like $10 million. So it's like the more you invest, the higher. Music has gone to the new real estate of the world now.
The investment rate is so high.
People, they build only 2 houses before you chop. And when another person will build estates. So I would love to decide actually like a deal that I'll feel comfortable in. Somewhere I won't want to live for like 5 years.
Needing like a family kind of label.
I like what MJ did with Rock Nation. And Kendrick did with TD, and what the Coles did with Dreamville. That's another reason why I want to sign half of me to win this. So if wherever I sign to, it goes bad, like I can build my own label the way I want, because then I'll have gotten the funding.
There's a plan, you guys. There's a plan.
Who's guiding?
Always guiding. Instead. Okay, so name an artist that you are dying to work with, like
Bella Schroeder.
Bella.
See, if you just go to my Twitter and search that.
That's true. I'm also a Bella hardcore fan. Yeah, true.
Like I legit interpreted the last album before this one. I created the whole trend. I don't care if anybody saw. I just wanted it to be out there.
So they would know what you were saying. Like you are helping the fans understand him. What?
I'm a Bella fan. I love to work with Bella Schroeder. Then foreign, I like to work with. I would love to work with ASAP Rocky.
ASAP.
Yeah, he's that guy.
He doesn't even
have to rap on my song. He should just come and talk.
He just needs his ASAP voice. Like what?
Give me one scarf, please.
Do you want the scarf to be? Do you want his name on the scarf? Or you just want it? You want his sweat? Okay. I'm gonna change the question right now. I'm gonna give up on that. So do you have like musical influences?
Musical influences. I feel like everyone is my musical influence.
Everyone. You take something from everyone.
Even like. One time I was listening to old school highlight. That was mid this year. I sat down with my mom. I collected all the artists that were popping when she was popping.
You.
So and I listened. I took samples. I took lyrics. I took meaning. One of my biggest inspirations is Fela. People will say, Fela is telling blah blah blah. I mean, they are capping. Someone like me will sit down and watch Fela interviews and listen to what the advice, he left advice for like the next generation of musicians. So you say you're inspired by Fela and you don't even know any of those things. So like I'm inspired by everybody. I I only take the best from everybody. Like, like I love Bona is my goat, Riz is my goat, David is my goat. Like,
they love idolos.
I swear idolos.
Please. But anyways, your top three songs right now.
My top three songs right now.
Yes.
I don't think I have
top three.
My top three. Oh, I lie. Fuck.
What are you listening? What are you listening to right now?
Right now, I'm listening to Amapiano. South African.
South African.
Like, I use it to eat. I use it to sleep.
Really?
I use it to read. I use it to cook.
Wrong with you? Do you want to like make a music?
Amapiano
music.
Yeah, like that has inspired me because I had one Amapiano project that I abandoned because I know I have enough content for the song. But my piano, South African Amapiano is just the song. The song is the content.
You get.
Like, you don't even need to sing too much.
They are not really saying much, you know. The instruments are the song.
So I think I'm dropping that next year, early next year, and I'm dropping that just for you.
Okay.
Featuring like the hottest
exclusive
rapper in part one. We are building our cult.
We are recruiting members. That's so true. I repeat, I'm not part. I just have an idea. I'm not a member of a cult. Anyways, do you have a favorite song of yours?
Yes. Right now, I have this Wizkid's Pressure. Is that part to say peep 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 peep? I was like, damn, that is it. Now why are they always calling good? This nigga said pee like 8 times, and I was just
and you guys were just like bro, he's spitting on that pee shit.
Like, I swear,
he's like, just saying pee pee pee.
He was like, the pitch was going like half semitone higher every single time. She was like pee 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 pee. I was like, damn. And it was Pee Prime that produced it again. Like Pee Prime was like, no.
Pee Prime. That's a good.
So like, I feel like Pressure is the song I'm feeling the most right now.
So when I asked of this boy's top three, he did not have Pressure.
I don't have top three now.
The top three songs that you like. Top three songs.
Shit, okay.
You do not have to say, I like Pressure. No, it's like this boy.
You know, then I have to think a lot because I have to think of three songs. But now I don't have to think of one song.
Wow.
It's like Pressure. For top three, I'll pick one Bona song. I don't even know which one. Cloak and Dagger.
Oh,
I like what Jill said. You didn't mind when you pass a passer? And the adlib was like, what? Like, yes. I'm the one when you pass a passer.
He likes the weirdest parts of each song. He's such a weird person. He's not a weird person before me.
Pressure, Cloak and Dagger, and I think on this DJ Khaled's album, Keep Going with Roddy Ricch. That was too hard. But I don't even think that Keep Going went on my top three, but I don't want to.
You don't have anyone to replace me with. We'll take that. So don't worry, it's no problem. Now, of all the songs you have released, do you have a favorite? Okay. I need to insert the cricket. Shit. The cricket sound.
Okay. I think back then, songs I've released, back then, because I have so many released songs that I'll be overthinking. So, songs I've released back then, because like it's reassuring. Mm. Like every single time I feel like I'm falling off.
Oh, this is that like to be the back
I didn't even listen to the song.
But it is your favorite.
Just that line, just that she didn't know it me back then. Keep going.
Yeah, I'm gonna slide this song.
I say like that's just it. And that I'm ginger for your speaker,
okay.
That part, like that specific song just does so much for me mentally. Anytime I feel like I'm being slept on, I remember when I felt like I was being slept on and where I am now. She didn't know it's me back then. Let's go.
Let's go. Maybe them no rape me back then. Now they scatter their system. Jesus
for my body. So may I just give them. Broski come my body. No your body, I don't give them. System. Fuck the country for the system. I did give them ginger for their speaker when I enter. My nigga, everywhere must scatter. Why you won't come on this Zaza for my Riza? My brother got the premier guys offer. If you shake me, shiny could see ya. The one that we're on kilometer. But you don't scatter their speaker. But you won't fuck with my ginger.
Do you have any song that like took you extra time to produce? What's the longest amount of time that took you for you to produce
a song? The longest amount of time that took me to produce 3 years.
You've had a song being dropped for 3 years.
I was writing for 3 years.
You were writing?
The song wasn't.
It was not even done.
I feel like the song wouldn't have even been done if I didn't record it. So I made Gang back in 2018.
So we know who had the first idea.
At the same way, I drop competition and drop
competition.
And you guys stop. So I made Gang. I had like the first verse. I had the beat. I misplaced the beat. Never mind. Then Yemi and I. No, that first verse I wrote was meant to be the first verse. Then, when we recorded the song, that first verse became the second verse. Then, the first verse, I wrote it like. Then, the third verse, Gang doesn't have a chorus, it's just three verses. The second verse was the original first verse from 2019. The third verse came the week I recorded. Because I needed something else. I needed.
We're gonna circle back. So, you know, you guys hear this whole process because it keeps realizing shit.
I've never had to think about a song this deep. So this is how it came. The first verse of Gang, the official song, was the last verse I ever wrote for that song. And that one was 2021. That was the first verse. That was the last verse. The second verse on the song was the first verse that inspired the whole song and even the name of the song. So it's like if it's Biggie, Beto, Dan, and so I was talking about my guys, so that's why the name of the song was Gang. So that one, I wrote that one after watching Narcos, and I was like, damn, now me and my niggas this
trap.
So. The third verse of the song, that's why the song feels so unique and different, because it was three different songs that became one. But those three different songs were just one verse. I never wrote chorus, I never wrote second verse for each of them. So that third verse of the song was the one I wrote second. I wrote it like a month after the Biggie Beko Diao part. That's originally the original first verse. I wrote it and it was meant to be a drill song. Own, but it was sounding too alike to Gang. That other one was CC. Cash out paper of them. Don't you already get the memo? And then doing by yourself. It was really talking about like moving money.
Mm-hmm.
So
talking about phones, guys.
Yeah, talking about phones. But it was too similar. I didn't want to drop two different songs that sounded too similar.
So
I just added it together and God bless Yemi. Yemi cooked up three different beats with the same piano sample at different pitch, and they joined everything together.
Masterpiece.
That's really a masterpiece, and that song, that only one song that done so much.
If it's Biggie, Bebo, Dayo, then something is going down. If it's Bola, Snow, and Tammy, then Popo just left the house. Can somebody commit to raise the lie inside this house? Cosco Young just left the jungle, and tonight we paint this town. When you see snow, we know Chacho, man, this roof is going down, it's going down. Paper or Venmo, don't you already get the memo? My guys been buy and sell, don't care what the client tell. And the edge just catch the loan, no giveaway, leave me alone. Just got off the phone with Beppo, and shit's going down in the zone.
So like, that was so much hard work, like,
even his favorite. You know, that's not even right. That doesn't even sound right. But we need to know what next is coming from that school. What should we be expecting very soon?
Me, myself, I don't know what next is coming.
Why would you not know? Because you're scamming me. You're scamming me.
I'm very. I don't want to
it's
say
very
I'm
everywhere. It's very everywhere.
So, like, I was meant to drop an album, then stuff came out. We couldn't drop the album. Then I was meant to drop Playboy last fall.
Mm-hmm.
But the fan base is not strong enough. Like, the songs there are so good. Those are the kind of songs that you sell to and they cool. So, we have to build the fan base. And the easiest way to build the fan base is by rapping. Once you have a rap fan base, you have like people that are there for you.
Do you really think rap sells in Nigeria?
Rap sells, but people don't sell it. Like, as a rapper, you shouldn't be battling for streams. You shouldn't be battling for topping charts. You should be focusing on having shows, having events, having pop-ups. Like, that's where you sell rap. Where you're having people stomp and jump. Mm. Like, you have 1,000 people just screaming
battles,
their heart out.
You know,
like,
that events.
Like, that's what rap, that's why like nobody's stage performance can body a rapper's on except Rema, and Rema is a trapper. That's nobody's stage performance can body Travis Scott, Playboy Carti. People die at concerts like that. You have like 10,000 people and you hear like 5 people died. 200 people are in the hospital.
Really? Like, I don't think that is something we should like emphasize on. We should not focus on that. You guys don't focus on that.
So,
but yeah, it pulls crowds, yeah.
It pulls crowds. Yeah. Like, that crowd, like, niggas are gonna shoot for you.
Pow.
Like, it pop smokes. Like, so you shouldn't be trying to top charts by rapping. You know, like, to top charts, you need songs people replay. So you need songs people replay every other day. Songs that people are doing their chores and they are playing. They are driving, they are playing. You won't be battling with someone that's singing all along, like, oh, what's your man joke there?
You beautiful.
So like that's why I'm dropping a rap album. I'm going to show people how to play.
He has spoken. There's an album coming out. When's the album coming out?
The album should come out next day. But before that, like, a couple of singles will drop. There's an EP. There's a rap EP with Trippy.
It's a rap EP. That's a joint EP.
Joint EP. It's crazy. Like, if you like Park, then if you like Game, like, you know.
Okay. You should be expecting that.
Are so good. Like, what?
Okay. Okay, I'll put that in mind. And I'll remind you guys when it comes out, of course. So it's coming out next year.
Next year, the EP which will be coming next year.
Everything's coming out next year. Yeah. Nothing to end the year with.
We know to drop during December. So we're dropping during January because like the main fan base is where you and if you drop song before they write the exam, you forget you. They listen and say nice. The next 2 weeks, they are booked off with their head.
Okay. That's the strategy. That's true. True that. What's your New Year resolution? Do you have a New Year resolution?
I won't buy land.
He wants to buy land next year.
I won't buy land.
Okay. I'll remind him. I'll remind when it's like May. Have you bought your land?
So if you are selling land.
Okay, if you are selling land, you know where to find that school.
I need like one plot.
It's okay, don't worry. If you have above that, still DM him. He will get it from you. Don't worry. Believe in that school. I believe in his ministry. No problem. So let's move on to the next segment. We have like a this or that segment. So it's either this or that. Simply. Okay, so in a project, would you rather have all features or zero features?
Zero features.
Zero, just 100. 100.
Zero features.
Okay, he said it. So, for your music stream platform, would you pick Apple Music or Spotify?
Apple Music.
Damn.
Spotify.
Damn, nigga.
You make almost nothing from Spotify.
Is that what we are basing this on now? Money?
Spotify, really? No, please, if you have jobs, please.
Really?
Oh, I want to be on Spotify Africa. I like seeing it on Twitter.
Now look at him. Now look at him. Still about the fame and the money. You guys, Spotify, please take no offense in this. We still love you, but just for him, it's like Apple Music, so it's all fine. It's all love. Yeah, I don't know about him though. But I'm on his behalf, I'm saying it's all love. So Netflix and chill or a night out? Club.
A night out, not club.
Where?
I don't know.
Inside, just outside.
Climb mountains.
This boy's an just outside boy. He's in a climb mountain. You're an outside boy.
But I don't want to be in the club. It's being in the club is either you are everywhere or you are lonely. So I don't want club. I'm always lonely in club because I used to zone out. Like, damn, I'm not actually really having fun.
Are you really having fun? Like, or you're just really drinking and
stuff. I say, like,
what are we doing here, though?
Like, I wanna go.
Look at him. We should just pick Netflix and chill.
Netflix, no, I don't watch movies like that, so I won't sit down to watch movies.
Alright, if you say so, though. Alright, I believe you. So,
but I don't watch movies alone. If I ever watch movies, I need people there. Because me personally, except it's like movie,
is
like
it, is it really people or you need like a person? But it's like,
if that one person is boring, sometimes you
need working. People there. Why don't you go to the cinema now? Go to the cinema now.
So outside.
Exactly. So outside, okay. Outside it is. It's fine. Outside. Okay. So endorsement deals or touring.
You won't enjoy me.
I think you gonna make money from both sides.
It's not even about the money, it's the feel of fulfillment. Because I legit want the Colgate advert, so I'll be brushing with one small child. And I'm like, you want to share that?
That's not a Pepsi advert instead.
Yes, but like
you really want to talk? Do you really want to be shouting on stage?
I enjoy shouting on stage. I want to storm.
So this where do we land? Which one's
sorry? I'm so sorry.
Sorry. We'll make money from selling merch. It's fine. Don't worry. It's okay. It's all good. So now we have trap or afro. It's the last one.
Afro.
Trap is like. Repetitive,
yeah. So it's like nobody is trying to bust your head.
No, it's just they already have the formats.
That's it. You're hearing
what is wrong with this boy? Let me skip breathe. Let him breathe, please. I mean, I'm okay. The last segment of the show, so we can leave you guys. We have random questions 1 to 30. Pick 3 questions. I have to answer them. So.
29.
Yeah.
14.
Okay, one by one. 29.
29, yes.
Oh, can you cook? What's your favorite thing to cook?
Music.
I feel like it's talking about lies instead. Like cooking lies. What do you mean music? I don't even, we're talking about food here, darling. Food.
So my favorite thing to cook is like turkey.
You turkey.
I love
Boiling.
I like it very pepper, so I even boil it with dry pepper. I fry it with dry pepper. The pepper will not be instant. No, you should taste it. I will still open restaurants.
Okay, so now we are going to move from the real estate now to the restaurants. It's a lot that is going. I don't know which one should we pick. Or it's everything, it's the whole company, as you said, the whole
Windy city.
Like Jazzy Burger. Okay. Alright. Your second one was what?
14.
So the first two things you do every morning?
First two things I do every morning, I drink water, then... Honestly, it's not even fun, then...
Okay, that's how it's coming again. He thinks it's food. Like, I already said it's food. What do you mean you think?
I just check notifications. It's not like I'm just which I can talk to me.
Same thing. Okay. you drink water and then you press your phone. That sounds like what everyone
then
should
I
do.
Check notifications.
Do. Okay, it checks notifications. Yes. It doesn't press his phone. It doesn't press it. It just comes on. You mean it opens his eye. Yeah. You know, like automatic. Okay, it's fine. He drinks water and then he checks his notifications. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Seven.
Seven. What is considered unnecessary but is something that you cannot do without? You personally.
Sound. I hate anywhere quiet. If I'm anywhere quiet, my ears will be ringing like so even if it's just the sound of the fan on, I can't stay in quiet place.
I consider it necessary to have like anything that makes sound around me. I really find it very to be honest. Like when I just wake up, why is there noise around?
I need to hear something.
But this is someone that likes noise.
It's not like I like noise, I like
sound. He likes sound. He likes sound. So what is the mosquito that is buzzing in your ear?
I just want to hear.
You want to hear? Okay, darling.
I won't kill you yet. Keep my company.
Okay, that is enough. You guys, that is enough. Those are the three questions. And that is all that we have for Last of Black here on Manson's show. Today, so yes, sign off. Let's move on to our lives.
Thank you for listening. We'll do another one when we leave the trenches.
Ooh, let's go. I'm on Lasco's back. He's taking me out of the trenches. We're living in trenches together. But you guys, I believe in my Lasco's ministry, so okay. I know we are living in trenches for fucking real.
So let's enjoy the trenches.
Okay, where can we reach you? Everywhere.
Everywhere seems to Lasco Black, but just Google me.
Just Google Lasco. You will find him everywhere.
And if you find me in one place, just click that link, down my link tree. It leads you to everywhere, except my WhatsApp. Your paper number and
maybe they want to ask you out that. But yes, his contacts, you can find him on Google and you can check on IG and everywhere else. Yeah, it's Last Go Back. So yeah, that's it. That's all for today, tonight. Whenever you're listening to this, so I hope you're having a good day. Merry Christmas, guys. Yeah, Happy New Year in advance. I wish you guys Merry Christmas. So Merry Christmas. Bye-bye. 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 Toodles.